The biggest 2024 election surprise may prove to be Donald Trump winning the national popular vote. Approximately 3.5 million votes are outstanding in four states: Alaska, California, Oregon, and Washington. Mr. Trump's current margin will recede when these states are fully counted, but he is likely to carry the popular vote with at least a 2 million vote edge and potentially secure majority support nationwide. The total turnout looks to exceed 154 million, making the 2024 election participation rate as the second largest in American history. Only 2020, with just over 158.5 million ballots cast, is larger. Presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, who President-elect Trump appointed along with Elon Musk to head a new official government efficiency operation, confirmed that he is no longer under consideration to replace Vice President-elect J.D. Vance in the U.S. Senate. Mr. Vance will resign from the Senate at some point before being sworn in as Vice President on January 20th. Ohio GOP Governor Mike DeWine will then appoint a replacement to serve the balance of the current term. Sunshine State Senator Marco Rubio this week was chosen as the country's Secretary of State designate. The senator will resign his current position just 2 years into his third six-year term. Governor Ron DeSantis will then be charged with replacing Senator Rubio through appointment. The new senator will then run to fill the balance of the term in 2026, and then again in 2028 for a full six-year term. Pennsylvania Secretary of the Commonwealth Al Schmidt announced that the U.S. Senate results featuring Democratic Senator Bob Casey Jr. and businessman David McCormick will move to a mandated recount. This becomes the case because the difference between the two leaders is less than half a percentage point. Mr. Schmidt says the final tally in each county must be completed before the recount begins, no later than November 20th. Political overtime must then conclude by November 26th, with the final report sent to the Secretary's office on November 27th. The reported results yield Mr. McCormick a current margin of 29,338 votes. The House contest performed very much like they did in 2022, in that it was a big incumbents year. At this point, only 8 of the 380 incumbents who ran for re-election were defeated. 4 more incumbent races are uncalled. Should all win, the incumbent retention rate would be 97.9%, which is very similar to 2022's retention rate of 98.1%. Even the open seat flips were small. Of the 55 open House races, the incumbent party's candidate lost only 6 times, and in 5 of the 6, the reason was a new redistricting map. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.